Tonight, here on the Pageant Cats, we have Kristen Routh. She's Ms. Intergalactic International 2020. That's tonight on the Pageant Cats. TKPN.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Now, hi, I'm Jessica Schiff, Miss Galaxy 2018. You're watching the Pageant Cast, the internet's first podcast about beauty pageants, and here's your host, Tim Creshman.
Well, thanks so much and welcome to everybody. We're so glad that you're here to join us today on the Pageant Cast. I'm your host, Tim Creshman, and we're coming to you from the land of lakes and landfills, beautiful Muskego, Wisconsin. And in the other room tonight, we have our wonderful guest, and she's calling us from all the way from the other side of the country. It's Kristen Routh. She is Ms. Intergalactic International 2020. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, and good evening. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on the show. We're glad to have you. Now, where are we calling you tonight?
I'm actually from Southern California, so San Diego, to be specific.
San Diego. Wonderful. Well, we're glad to get you. I'm guessing it is not snowing where you are, because it is snowing very early this year here in Wisconsin tonight.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't tell you that. I just walked my dog wearing flip-flops and shorts around the block.
Yeah, that was a tactical error on your part. Well, we still love you. Don't worry about that. Well, we're so glad to have you on the show. And one of the questions I generally start off with is, what got you started in pageants? What attracted you to this crazy world?
I'm actually a really late bloomer to pageantry. I give you some backstory. I actually entered my first pageant when I was 33, so very late bloomer to the show. What I do every year is I challenge myself to do something out of my comfort zone, and I just think it really helps develop me as a person. And so I've done everything from traveled internationally by myself, learned a new language, learned to ride a motorcycle, all these things. And so a couple years ago, a few years ago now, is my best friend and I were sitting around, and she's like, well, what are you going to do this year? What's your big thing? And I said, well, last year I got my motorcycle license. And I said, that's kind of rough and tumble type of stuff. What's the opposite of that? And she says, you got to do pageants. So sure enough, I went and, found out what division I could apply for. I didn't even know that that a woman my age could actually compete. And lo and behold, this whole world has been open to me. So I've now competed in three different pageants. Miss America, I was Miss Regional California. For Ms. USA Petite, I was Ms. California Petite and placed fourth runner-up at Nationals. And now I'm your current appointed Miss Intergalactic International 2020.
Yeah, and we call those pageantcedents here at our show, Past Pageant Experience. And now you're, okay, and this is going to get me about three times tonight, because, and I've been practicing, but Ms. Intergalactic International. Now, I do have to ask you, if you're already intergalactic, is international actually a step down or a step up? I'm having a hard time.
Good question. We're just going to say that I own the galaxy at this point. How about that?
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, we're so glad to have you on. Now, you're part of the Ms. division in this competition. Now, there's a number of divisions that are involved, but I want to ask you about Ms., because Ms. seems to be the quickest growing and in a lot of ways, one of the more exciting phases of pageantry today. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, well, I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist by trade. So my role and job basically is to look at behavioral trends and how people are interacting with society. One thing that I've seen, as far as women my age that are in the Ms. category, we're looking for places to belong. We're looking for places to be able to connect with one another. And in all reality, society has changed so much. There are now more single women over the age of 30 or more women that have been divorced or have children than ever before. And so this Ms. category makes a place for those of us who don't necessarily fit into the other traditional pageant categories. And so I think it's fantastic because there's so much more diversity in this category. There's so many more opportunities for women of all ages, all demographics to be able to participate. And I think it's just a really neat opportunity for women.
Well, and I think people should know that you are an expert in this, actually, because you're a family and marriage therapist. What got you into that gig?
Yeah, so my background, I'm a big education nerd. So my background actually started out in exercise science and sports medicine, where I got my bachelor's degree and minored in psychology. Worked in the field a little bit and realized that there is more of a mental component to healing than an actual physical one. So landed back in grad school and got a dual master's in marriage and family therapy and counseling psychology. Got licensed, started practicing, and then completed my in the process of completing my doctorate, a few months out actually, for a dual doctorate in sports psychology and forensic psychology. So all of this is going to lead somehow to making healthy people healthier. That's ultimately the goal. But what got me interested in psychology is literally it's all around us every single day. I love people. I love studying behavior. I love interacting with people and really understanding everybody's individual story.
So once you get the doctorate, do you become Dr. Intergalactic International 2020?
Is that what happens? I think we're going to have to add that, right?
Yeah, I would think that means another banner. So Joyce better get started on that right away. Okay, fantastic. So I was reading through your bio, and I was struck by all the volunteering that you do. And in fact, you got the President's Volunteerism Gold Award. What is that, and how did that come about? How did you end up with that award?
Yeah, so the President's Gold Volunteerism Award is it's a national award actually presented by the president to people that have volunteered a certain amount of community service hours over the course of a year or over the course of a lifetime. And so there's a status above gold, but gold is one of the higher ranking ones. And I have always been a volunteer my entire life in different elements throughout my interests, basically. And when I got into pageantry, I went full throttle into volunteering. So my first pageant, I made over 72 appearances in the first year, and then continued my regular volunteerism on the outside too. So one of the volunteer programs that I'm heavily involved with professionally is the Give an Hour program, where therapists give an hour of free therapy to people that are either struggling from acts of terrorism, acts of bullying, acts of trauma, but also there's a huge carve out for deployed military. And that's actually where my focus is, where a lot of the men and women who are serving our country don't have access to therapy when they're in other countries. And that's usually the time that they need it most. So so I volunteer a lot of my time giving free counseling, being able to connect and give resources back to the men and women that serve our country. So the Gold Award was a recognition for a lot of the work that I've been doing in these different areas for the past few years.
Well, thank you so much for doing that work for our military. They give so much of themselves. It's great to see that. You also have a blog, Be Kind to Humans. Does that match up with all this volunteerism and therapist? And what is Be Kind to Humans?
Yeah, Be Kind Humans, and it's down right now. I actually checked into it right before we got on here because I knew people might be Googling, but it's down for maintenance right now. But Be Kind Humans is an effort that I created because a lot of the clients that I work with are trying to find a way to connect to people and just don't know how to do it. We are an online society these days. We're more interconnected than ever before, but less emotionally connected than ever before, meaning that we have access, but we don't actually have real emotional connection. And people are feeling more and more depressed, more distanced, more lost than ever before. And I think that's also what's creating some of our bullying society, especially with cyberbullying. So Be Kind Humans is an opportunity for people to kind of connect, interact with one another in a safe and positive way, where there's also mental health professionals like myself that really look at how we can be kind to one another, to ourselves through self-care, to our environment through different environmental programs, but ultimately just trying to reverse some of the negative stuff that has occurred because of the influx in technology that's available to us. And one thing I must mention too, the Intergalactic International Pageant has an extremely strong initiative to reduce bullying and cyberbullying especially. And so a big part of how the pageant format has been developed is to empower women to be self-confident online. And so I think that all of this is really leading us towards a future culture of trying to create more connection online that is actually real, that involves emotion, where we can be kind to one another.
It's really interesting hearing you talk about that because the technology today, there is a TV show you might have heard of called Black Mirror, which is kind of about how technology is taking things over. And it reminds me a lot of my favorite television show of all time. And here I'm going to show off my age. Is The Twilight Zone. Not that I saw it when it was live, but I saw it in syndication as a kid. And that show was developed because at that time, Rod Serling actually thought that cities, the idea of people with urbanism, that they were actually in closer quarters, but they were not as connected deeply. In fact, the pilot episode of Twilight Zone was called Who Goes There? And it's all about a guy that seems to be completely alone in a city, and you find out that it's a test for, spoiler alert on a 50-year-old show, that it's a test for a rocket astronaut, and see what long-term effects there would be being in outer space by yourself. And there's a very similar episode in Black Mirror. And I just think it's funny how popular culture a lot of times reflects the concerns that people have at different times in the culture. And I actually think we were talking a little bit before the show about how there are young people today that don't even know about the pre-internet. And I wonder if they're going to have a more healthy relationship with this technology than we currently do.
I think there's pros and cons to it. When I do in my practice see a lot of younger people, and what's interesting is that they have totally foreign concept to what it was like to actually have to answer a phone and wait for it to ring and dial a phone number and all those things, have an answering machine, all of those things that my generation and above had to do. But what they also are highly, highly aware of is how to seek out resources that are available to them. And so I think we're at a tipping point where the advancement of the internet, advancement of technology could go in any direction that we so choose, meaning that we have more access to things to make us healthy, things to make us happy than ever before. We just have to know how to use them responsibly and teach our younger generation about how to use them responsibly.
Absolutely. You know, I've got something I want to show off here in the studio. Hold on. There we go. Yeah, this right here, people, this is a telephone. And this is a really great telephone because I can save 20 different numbers over here. It's fantastic. Wow. And see this thing right here? That's called a cord. And that goes in the back, and that's how that works. So it's a really special item that I have here. I got that for graduating high school, and okay. I was very pleased with that item. The best part about it is, this is the funniest thing, there's like a card where you would write what number each person was, like number one, mom, you know, and all that stuff. I never write on it because I'm afraid, well, what if I change it? It's been 40 years I've had this phone. I will not write on the card because you never know. You might have to change something. Oh my God. It's so sad. So tell me about your bulldog. You're a bulldog owner.
Oh, I am. He's actually asleep right here next to me. So I have an 80-pound English bulldog named Gustavo, and he is the love of my life, basically. So he's 4 years old, and I, I'll give you some backstory on this. So okay. when I moved out of the house, went to college, got my first apartment, I did, I think, what a lot of girls my age did, is got a tiny little purse dog to start out with. And I loved him to death. His name was Tiki, and he was a little chihuahua. This was the, like, Legally Blonde years and Paris Hilton years.
Sure, sure.
And he was my buddy for a good 13, 14 years before he passed. But I said, you know, I want to do something completely opposite than a purse dog. And I said, that's pretty much a sloppy meatball. And so I got my English bulldog, who's a sloppy meatball, and he's terrific.
You seem to have a tendency for I want to do the exact opposite.
That's the only way you learn. That's the only way you learn. I figure if you're going to stay in one path and keep going that way, it gets really boring. So I kind of got to swerve.
Well, that's like my podcast. I have Pageant Cast. I have a police podcast. And I have a horror movie podcast. I thought, yeah, these match.
But it works. It works.
I always have to check, which show am I doing so I don't say the wrong thing on the air.
Yeah, and I'm wearing a crown or a badge. That's how you can decide.
Okay, now it's time for the interrogation. Yeah, all right. We'll put you on the solo shot here. It's time for the interrogation. We are going to ask you about Intergalactic International. Now, it was the inaugural year this year, but we have a number of questions we got to go through here. This is important. So, number one, the pageant, when is the pageant being held?
Yeah, the national pageant is actually going to be held in September 2020, so we're right around the corner, you know, we're less than a year away. And it's to be announced, the venue, but it will be in the U.S. And it's going to be a really interesting, really fun, really accepting, brand new type of format that will be exciting to be a part of.
And we should mention, everything we're talking about, you can find at the excellent Intergalactic International website, and that URL is right there for you, intergalacticinternational.com. Easy to remember if you can remember Intergalactic International. Right? Okay. So what phases of competition is there in this pageant?
Yeah. So one of the things that I love about this pageant is that it is really focusing on women's potential, women's abilities, and women's diversity. And so the biggest part of the pageant is actually 50% interview. And so that's an opportunity for women to actually sit down and tell the judges who they are. So it's not just about how you look. It's about how you actually present yourself, the poise, the ability to talk, knowing your life story, being able to talk about the community service that you do, and really create a connection and in a way, your brand that you're bringing to the table. Then 40%, the next largest percent, is community service. So if we look at that, that's 90% of the pageant is interview, wow, bringing what you are, and 40% of what you're bringing to the community. And the again, the initiative is really looking at anti-bullying and cyberbullying. However, community service can cover any aspect of what you're bringing to the community, since the pageant really believes in making a difference, not only in the individual contestants' lives, but being able to make a difference in your community. Hence the Intergalactic International, where the community service is wider spread than just in your regional area. And then the other two parts of the pageant is a 5% swimsuit. And the focus on swimsuit is not about what you specifically look like. It's about how you carry yourself. It's a very body positive pageant. We're in a time where health is more important than what you look like, in my opinion. And I think that we're allowing women as part of the swimsuit pageant to show off their confidence in a way where they feel beautiful. Okay. And then the last 5% is evening gown. And that evening wear or evening gown is really based on poise and presentation. So it's an opportunity for women to be able to pick something that represents their personality and what they feel beautiful in from an evening gown perspective, and show that they can actually present themselves on stage as well.
Okay. Now, I think most of my viewers are very familiar with interview. Very familiar with swimsuit and evening gown. I think this community service angle is what most of my viewers are curious about. So that's where I'm going to ask a few questions. How would that be judged? Is that something where they're sending in information, or how does that go?
Yeah, so I believe it's actually on the website that if your viewers want to go and look specifically at it. But ultimately, what you're bringing to the community service is essentially a portfolio of your interact, your platform, your individual platform, but also how active you are in the community. So it's not based on how many hours you've done. It's based on your passion, your purpose, and your presentation, essentially, of the community services that you've done. And that's also why I am really excited about that piece of the pageant, because if you're going to enter this pageant, it's going to develop some sort of passion in you that you'll be excited to do and be excited to tell others about as well.
What I like about that, too, is it's going to open up the creativity of the contestants. So by how they present what they've been doing, that's going to be an important part as well. That's absolutely fantastic. Now, do we know the interview? How long are those? Do we know?
I don't know the details of that. I would defer to my pageant director on that.
Yeah, and I know things are still being developed, and the website, I can't go there three times in a row and have the same website. And I'm constantly looking around where to go. What's this? So I do encourage people to check it out. I do know the registration link was working when I checked.
Yep. There's a how to enter link that should have all the information about the about how to enter, obviously, but the different categories and what's expected. One of the other things I do want to point out is I don't have the exact number, but it is a relatively low entry fee for the national pageant. So this is also another great opportunity for women of all over to be able to participate. It's not just a pageant geared to people that that have a certain socioeconomic status either.
That's fantastic. And just mentioning this, I'm available for judging. Anyway, it sounds like a fantastic time. Coming up in September, just, not even a year away anymore. Yeah. We're almost in mid-November already. Yeah. This is kind of scary. I better get my Christmas shopping going.
Yep. Also, I would recommend that people enter soon if you're interested, because you have that much more time to be able to work on your portfolio for community service. This is something that again, we're really focused on you making a difference in the community, not just entering a pageant, if that makes sense. So we're focused on what you're actually going to do with your year leading up to it.
Well, and it also gives you the opportunity to do some appearances as that title. It gives you the opportunity to put together that social media presence, be it a blog, be it a Facebook page, however you end up doing that, and you can put it together. So it's fantastic. Now, are certain portions of the pageant done online? I was kind of unclear on that. That seems new.
Yeah. So the national pageant will be an in-person pageant, but the different subdivisions can actually be online. And so what that means is there's instructions on how to do it again, of course, on the website. But all you really need is access to a phone or a recording device to be able to enter these initial phases. Even the swimsuit and evening wear too. If you can film yourself walking, you can enter the pageant.
Well, and all you need for that is a friend.
There you go.
What they do, I'll explain this for the lay people out there. You hold the phone and you don't move. And I think there's even instructions how to use a green screen and stuff right on the website. Yep. I will tell you, that is going to look spectacular, because we do some green screen here at the show, and it works out fantastic. But for all the ladies doing that, get lots of light in that room. Absolutely. Do not do it in a dark room. I have seen the results of that. You don't want to be that person. Get lots of light. So.
Well, and this is another element, too, that we're allowing women an opportunity to learn a new skill set, too, that involves green screen, recording, video interviewing, which, again, is that's the wave of the future where we're headed. So there's another technological opportunity for women to learn and develop their skills. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be an expert at recording. Literally, everybody, for the most part, has a phone and has a record button on it. But this does give you an opportunity to develop some more of your skills. And the director is phenomenal in what she's able to do with a green screen. If you, you've seen on the website in the intro is she's able to put space behind you. And we are, you know, Intergalactic International. So whatever you're interviewing, you'll be on Mars probably when you're doing it.
Now, I didn't see the ruling. Are they allowing Romulans and Klingons in this year's competition?
I think only if you can hear the Star Trek thing.
Oh, hey, look at that. I'm actually more of a Star Wars guy, so it'd like a little Ewok running around or something like that. Something ridiculously cute would be my spirit animal for that. Fantastic. So I did want to ask you, too, about the appearances you've done this year. What type of appearances have you been involved in?
Yeah, so I'm still continuing my involvement with the Given Hour program, also doing some local charity interactions with for developing mental health awareness. So I actually recently moved, but I was living in Thousand Oaks, where we had, unfortunately, the borderline shooting last year. And so a big part of my initiative and appearances so far have actually been working with it with even law enforcement to develop programs for kids in the area to know what to do with an active shooter, but also work on the anti-bullying aspect that we're trying to push here as well. I've also done some other side appearances too. One of the things that I recently did a couple weeks ago was connect the Lions Club in my local chapter and collect eyeglasses around the time that people were going back to school that the Lions Club takes, refurbishes, and then distributes to people that don't have eyeglasses that are in need.
You know, I find that a lot of pageant ladies that I speak to often forget about some of these long-term, have-been-there-forever type community organizations. Yeah. I say JC and they say, Jay, what? Yeah. It's kind of like, wait a minute. I'm also a huge advocate for Toastmasters. That's one of my absolute favorites. Yeah. For people
well,
to
and
get
I would
involved
encourage,
in.
Especially the women that are interested in entering this pageant, is to check out those opportunities too. Even your city hall usually has a list of organizations where you can get involved with. The Rotary Club is a place where I've made a lot of appearances in my past and gotten connected just by word of mouth. As you go to one of their meetings, they ask you to be a guest speaker, and then you leave with a handful of business cards that are all opportunities for you. From past pageant experiences, just by coming in and talking about my platform of profession of mental health, that turned into at least a dozen other opportunities for me to make appearances or get connected to people that were interested in having me join with them.
Okay. Well, I am getting out the mystery box. Are you ready for this? Oh, wait, I've got a button for this. There it is. The box of mystery. So, people don't know about the mystery box. The mystery box is, this is the actual box that I take along anytime I'm judging. I have a number of questions. These are all very difficult questions. Incredibly difficult. And I'm just going to reach in here and grab something at random. And we're just going to ask you a pageant question.
Sounds good. Right.
Oh, this one will be easy for you. So I'll put it back.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, we'll take this one. We'll take this one. What do you look for in a pageant gown?
I'm sorry, say that again. You cut out. Why?
Yeah, that's okay. It's the internet. It happens all the time. What do you look for in a pageant gown?
Oh, in a pageant gown, 100% what I feel comfortable in. So I'm actually a very petite pageant person. So partly why I entered into the Miss USA petite category. I'm actually 5'2". And so I have to hem everything under the sun. And I also don't have a typical 6 foot tall curvy pageant body. I have a 5'2" curvy pageant body. So I pick clothes in my day-to-day, but especially if I'm going to be on stage or in an appearance, that make me feel confident, whether that is a certain color that I love wearing or a certain style that I love wearing. But the last thing that I would ever do is try to fit my body into something that I think I'm supposed to wear, as opposed to pick something that I truly feel comfortable wearing.
Fantastic. Well, you have passed the box of mystery. Congratulations. There's some really nasty ones in here. I never put those on the show. Those I do when I'm judging and I'm trying to separate people out. Just horrible political questions and stuff.
Okay.
You know, and really, there's only one pageant system left that really wants you to do political questions, and they don't allow you to call them a pageant anymore. So I think I'm going to have to finally get rid of some of that stuff. All right. We have another segment here that you might remember from grammar school. It's one of our favorites here. We call it Show and Tell. So I think you got something for us. First, we got to get out the chalkboard. There we go. Show and Tell. All right. What are you? What do you have there to show and tell us?
Well, I thought the most appropriate thing that I could show and tell would be my bulldog, but he is sound asleep, so, and I don't want to wake him. So.
No, because I've seen bulldogs on Tom and Jerry, and they're not always happy. So.
Not always happy. He's a grumpy old man, so I figured the next best thing to do would be show the intergalactic international crown.
Wow, look at that. Now, So we see it in 3D. You're supposed to go back and forth with that. Yeah, there you go. Now it's 3D, everybody. Fantastic. Now, how does that one connect? I will be asked if I don't ask.
Yeah,
so,
it's how's actually it going? It's a partial. Let's see if you can see this a little bit differently.
Yep.
And so it's actually very delicate. I really like it. It's very, very glamorous and very delicate for what we're doing, because again, this pageant is really focusing on the women's beauty, not necessarily a crown that overtakes you. It's what you're bringing to the pageant as opposed to what you're placing on your head.
Now, that one, I'm a little concerned because you're volunteering so much. That thing looks like it might fly off your head. How is it? Does it stay on?
Lots of bobby pins.
Lots of bobby pins. Yeah, okay.
There's an awesome space here for bobby pins. There's even a little connecting point in the back.
I will tell you, if I wouldn't have asked you, I would have been in trouble. So I have, and obviously I don't have to do these things, but you know, if
it's
I don't
great,
ask,
it's great for an
I'm in trouble.
Too, because, you know, being able to put your updo, you're right on top. So
very nice. Well, it looks great. It looks great. Okay. I think I've got my questions. We are going to check the chat room. As I warned you, the chat room sometimes is very quiet because people just don't want to say a whole lot, but we do see that Joyce is in there, so
great.
We do want to get that up here. And of course, it's not showing. It's showing blank, but in the chat room, I can't believe it. How many times do I have to fix these things? But I guarantee you, I absolutely have to tell you, it is there. There is a chat room. It just... And that's not working. Oh, I love this. Anyway, the chat room has a comment from Joyce Hall. And she says, you look amazing, Kristen. And that's... but no questions. We don't have any questions. A very quiet audience tonight.
Quiet night.
Audience. I don't know why they're afraid to ask you questions. I asked you plenty. And you seem nice. I don't know if that's an act.
I do like people and the whole be kind humans thing. It's a really big act that's a lot of work if it's not true.
Well, now I'm excited. Now I'm excited. Joyce just sent she would love to have me as a judge. Well, I'd love to come.
Awesome.
You have that on video. So, yeah, that'd be great. We do know, and I'm also being assured, I can't believe my chat isn't showing right now. Joyce is saying it's not an act. So say how genuine you are. I kind of knew that from our before we're on the air. You can tell a lot about people before you get on the air. And you are just wonderful and an absolute delight to have here on the show. When you get Be Kind to Humans back up and running, send me that link so we can send people over from our website over to yours. Joyce did provide me the Twitter handle, and there was like half a dozen things that she had. She's all over this stuff.
All over social media. There's a Facebook, there's Twitter. I believe there's an Instagram that's live now too.
There's a YouTube. I know that. YouTube. And it's got pictures of planets, a plenty over there. And a lot of people don't know this, but in my off time, I'm an astronaut. And that's not true. They don't allow you to be an astronaut. I actually do have a cousin that is a rocket scientist. He actually is in NASA.
Wow.
And I got to visit him this year. It was super cool.
Well, I'm going to be excited for the first pageant that happens on another planet, because I think we're headed there pretty soon. So you never know. An anti-gravity pageant or something.
Yeah. Let me tell you, though, that is going to be a very expensive pageant to join.
Very expensive.
Because
yep.
The commute is going to be very difficult. Well, fantastic. And I got to look again. You're Ms. Intergalactic International 2020. And you have that crown for a scant 10 more months. And
yes.
Then you'll be crowning the next Ms. Intergalactic International 2020. And I should mention, it isn't just a Ms. They have a number of different divisions. Joyce is promising that it will never be that expensive in the chat room, that she isn't going to quite go to another planet just yet. So we are assured this first one will be on the planet Earth. So that's a big plus. Thank you for making that clear, Joyce. They haven't announced the actual location, but it is going to be here on Earth. So that's good to know. I started thinking, I'm like, what is TSA going to look like for that? Here, float through this, you know?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I think this is really a pageant for the future. You have what I consider the division of the future with Ms. and you're headlining that particular part of the pageant. But there's going to be many different divisions. And it sounds like divisions for everybody, a very inclusive pageant. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think everybody's looking forward to see what develops over this next coming year. So people should stay tuned to their website, which is intergalacticinternational.com.
Good job.
And wasn't that good? Because I was like, I'm going to say this wrong. It's all that's going through my head. I'll need some of this therapy afterwards for what's wrong with me that I think like that. But it's going to be a lot of fun for people to learn more about this pageant as it continues to develop.
But I would encourage everybody to keep going back to the website, to look for updates. The prize package is also being updated constantly, too. And that's one thing to mention is there actually are some really, really great prizes for the national winners and the runners-up that are being developed right now. So definitely check that out.
Krista, any questions that I didn't ask that you wanted to tell people?
No, I think we covered a lot of things. I think the big message that I would love to get across is that if you're a newer to pageant person like myself, this is an excellent pageant to enter. If you are a long-term pageant person, this is an excellent pageant to enter, because what this pageant is really showcasing is who you are as an individual. So whether or not you have tons of experience or no experience, you're bringing yourself to the table. And that's what actually is going to be your biggest shining moment that you'll have in the pageant.
Fantastic. Now, we have gotten to the point in the show that is our little closing period. And at the end of the show, I always say Tiara Dreams. But what I really want to see from you right now is your best pageant wave. I'll tell you behind this, because you're a learned person. You're going to be a doctor very soon. I have made an extensive study of the pageant wave, and I have a name and category for every pageant wave. So I do want to see your pageant wave. I'll set the scene. You are on the back of a convertible car. There are people on both sides of the road, so you got to work both sides. And yes, and I want to see your pageant wave. Let's go full screen. So, this is a key point, everybody. Get that crown on. This is excellent. Good job.
So,
okay.
So we have to hold the crown, of course, because
right.
if you're on the back of the convertible, the wind's blowing. So
yes, and the volunteer always goes too fast.
You have to wave at the people up top. You have to wave at the people below because there's small children. Switch it up. Wave it over to the other side, too. Make sure that you're waving to the other people that are screaming it for you behind you.
Right.
And ultimately have a smile for anybody that's looking at you.
Excellent. Excellent. Now, let's see. The wave you were kind of doing a little bit off camera, and I wasn't able to make my calculations. Okay, yes, that one's called The Candle in the Wind. And that is a favorite for a lot of people. And that one will help you with your carpal tunnel. You probably will not need surgery this season.
Good.
I'm not going to promise future season, but this season I think you're going to be just fine.
I'll be all right. Okay, I'll stretch first before.
That is key, and part of the stretch can be the putting on of
the
tiara. That is key. You need to put that all together. It's all part of the job, you know, so you got to put that all together. Well, I am so glad. It was great getting to know you here today. And I think a lot of people are going to be excited about this pageant, and they should check out the website at
intergalactic international. Of course, I can't even say the name here. intergalacticinternational.com.
That's part of fun, though, right?
It's a mouthful, but it captures the entire essence of who we are.
The double I pageant. The double I pageant. Intergalacticinternational.com. If you forget the link, don't worry. When you find this on the website, I'm going to have it pasted all over the place, the Facebook page, all that good stuff. But you got to keep checking because this is developing and things are just continuing to happen. Therefore, Intergalactic International. Kristen, thanks so much. And why don't you join me in saying Tierra Dreams? I even put the wording up here for you. Say Tierra Dreams with us in 3, 2, 1. Tierra Dreams. Thank you so much and have a great evening.